And this is why we don't talk to the police. The U.S. Supreme Court, in a 5-4 decision, stated that in a pre-arrest situation, you've not been arrested, you've not been read Miranda rights, so they just want to talk to you. Come here, buddy, I want to talk to you. Just want to talk to you. Nothing's going on. It's just a friendly conversation with you and me. Well, no conversation after you just shot somebody is going to be friendly in just a little conversation between you and me, or me and the police. They're doing an investigation. It's all investigatory at this point. You do not want to talk to the police. You're a suspect in a shooting, one that you've already admitted you shot the bad guy when you called the dispatcher. So the Supreme Court in a 5-4 decision said your pre-arrest silence can be used against you at trial unless you invoke your right to remain silent. So in a pre-arrest situation, I'm not arrested officially. I haven't gone to jail yet. Maybe they haven't put me in cuffs. My opinion is if you're put in cuffs, you're under arrest. But they'll say you're being detained. But your pre-arrest silence can and will be used against you at trial if you don't invoke your right to remain silent. In this case with Salinas, the police went to a judge, got a search warrant for his house, his yard, his outbuildings and car and vehicle, and they were looking for a shotgun that was used in a murder. Guess what they found? They found the shotgun. So Salinas wasn't a nice guy. He killed somebody. But they appealed it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, trying to say that the fruits of the search were tainted because they used his silence against him, which he has a right to remain silent. The Supreme Court agreed with the lower courts in a 5-4 decision that said unless he invoked his right to remain silent, which Salinas did not do, he just dummied up, he wouldn't talk to him, unless he invoked his right to remain silent, then his silence can be used to get a search warrant. And that's what they said. 5-4 decision. Scalia dissented. He thought it was bad case law because in this country we have a belief that you have an absolute right to remain silent. You have the absolute right not to talk to the police if you don't want to. And this turns it on its head. So be aware of this and be aware of the fact that you must invoke your right to remain silent. Those business cards I'll give you when you come out for the qualification will have on the back, very first line, I don't answer questions. Now, I've been pulled over a couple times on traffic stops, and I've said that. Police don't like it. They think I have an attitude. Well, I might, but I'm not going to answer their questions. So I tell them, I don't answer. Where are you going tonight? Well, officer, I don't answer questions. And I said, but tell me why you pulled me over. And well, because you rolled through a stop sign was one of them, and I didn't roll through the stop sign, but that's what they, it's flimsy stuff like that they can say to make a stop. And where are you going tonight? Well, that's really none of your business. Now, you don't want to say that to them, but you do want to say, I don't answer questions, officer, and here's why, and hand them the card. Simple as that. And by the way, every time I did that, I didn't get a ticket, and both times the officer said, boy, I like that. Can I keep your card? In fact, I wish more people knew what their civil rights were.